like a logistic nightmare.
Yeah,
I started making a list of all the little tiny things that our house needs done, from, you know, small things to big things to protracted projects, and it's pretty daunting when you look at it, but once you get rolling and start clipping some of those things off, it feels pretty darn good.
Some of it's fairly quick and easy, and if you can knock out two or three in a day, you know, it really does make you feel good. And I was sort of on that roll for a while. I spent 3 hours on Monday trying to change a wheel bushing on my tractor because I couldn't get it out. I didn't have the right stuff, you know, so I'm just beating on it with a hammer and a chisel. And eventually I got it, but instead of taking 30 minutes, it took me 3 hours. It took me 5 minutes to get the wheel off. Took me 3 hours to beat the old bearing out. Took me 5 minutes to press the new one in and 5 minutes to put it back on. But, you know, and that was just one side. I still have to do the other side. But, yeah, it you know, it kind of keeps you busy, keeps you out of the bar. And, you know, you're working full-time still, which, again, I wasn't really aware of, or if I was, it slipped my mind and was not in the forefront of my mind. But, you know, I'm still wielding, you know, at least a couple of work calls a day from three different sources, you know, from the real estate side, from the lending side, from the caption phone side. So it's definitely enough to keep me busy. But a lot of the things on today's list are to finish up camper projects and get ready for our 4th of July trip.